Coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. But at 20 to 8, a lot of people waking up this morning trying to get to grips with some news that they perhaps didn't want. We were very lucky. Yesterday, my wife received an email which we'd been hoping for, which told us that our daughter had been accepted into her older sister's primary school. But many, many other parents in Surrey weren't so lucky. More than 2,000 children didn't get into their first choice primary school, and more than 600 children didn't get into any of their parents' first three choices. Councillor Tim Hall is responsible for schools admissions at Surrey County Council. Good morning, Councillor Hall. Good morning, Councillor Hall.
Good morning, Nick.
One of the most important things you can give a child is a decent education. Parents try really hard to get them into good schools. If you're failing on this scale, you've got a serious problem.
No, I think you've got this the wrong way up. 95% of Surrey's parents got the school they want, one of the schools they wanted.
They didn't get their first choice school, though, did they?
The schools people wanted to get them into.
They didn't get their first choice school, though, did they?
They may not. 83%, which is up on last year, did. And you've got to remember, not every parent is as realistic as they should be about which school. If you live in Cobham and you put Walton's, one of the Walton schools down, your chances of getting it are limited. And a lot of those people who didn't get their first preference also only put one school down, which is also problematic.
Okay, well, let's bring in Stuart Williams, who's a very upset parent, given that he didn't get any of his three first choice schools. Stuart, what do you want to say to Councillor Tim Hall?
Morning, Nick. It seems to be my wife is a bit more upset than myself. Had a new baby. Of course, she's emotional about that. But we put three choices down. She looks after her nephew pretty much full time. There's a little bit of income for her as well. And so we put her that school down as our first choice, and then two other realistic schools in the area.
How close was that first choice school to you?
That would be any school we have to go, probably would have been a 5-minute drive. But the school that they've actually sent us to, we've never heard of, and is about probably half an hour's drive away in rush hour traffic.
Is that acceptable, Councillor Hall, sending people half an hour away when there are much nearer schools?
It would be interesting to know which schools they'd applied for and which school they've actually been offered, because that sounds unusual, and it would be interesting to know. It sounds as though they didn't apply for their local school. They applied for the local school nearest to their nephew, and that may be why the system has jumped a bit, and I think we need to look at it. And we'd look at any example of anywhere it may have gone wrong, or it may not have come out as people want. But we've had a 5% increase in the number of pupils, we've got 40 extra reception classes in September, and we've got more parents getting their choice of which school they wanted. So we will look at anything, and they should talk to the admissions team. There is a number on the sheet, and can we say to every Surrey parent, if you have been offered the place you want, please accept it.
You say more.
Help to us all.
You say more, but it's gone up by 1% despite having put in place all these extra classrooms.
But the number of pupils has gone up 5% at the same time, and the number of pupils is going up seriously in certain areas, but not a lot in other areas at all. That's one of the interesting problems we've got. We've got hot spots like Elmbridge, Reigate, Woking, but other parts of the county there is very limited increase at all.
There
is much more pressure in certain places.
Let's bring in Rebecca Payne. Rebecca, it's incredibly important, isn't it, for you to get into the school or get your child into the school that you want to. For people who are listening to this, maybe from an older generation, who just look at it by saying, well, you go to your nearest school and that's the deal. It's not like that anymore, is it?
No, I hope you're not saying I'm from the older generation, though.
Not, of course not. I'm saying people who might be listening in the days when you just went to nearest school.
We just heard that we did get our children into our first choice, which is great. But my point on this is that I feel it's not right that we were on tenterhooks hoping against hope that we got our first choice. And I just have an issue with the whole league table thing, that now that people are informed, say, about schools, as they should be, they can, they're bound to pick the ones that are better than others, and things have got skewed. If every school was of a certain standard, we wouldn't need Liga tables, and we wouldn't have this sort of, I've got to get that school for my child. It would be, my child is going to a local school, and that's good enough.
Councillor Hall, I mean, isn't this a problem? It's very important to have choice. But how you implement that choice becomes almost impossible.
I think there's a lot to be said for that view. One of our challenges is that actually Surrey's got 300-odd primary schools, and the vast majority of them are good or outstanding schools. And there is also a time lag in reputation. I was at a school yesterday, which reputation historically probably wasn't 100% great. But if you went there tomorrow or today, you'd be quite surprised at how good a school it is. And I would encourage every Surrey parent, if they have an offer which slightly surprised them, to look at it and go and see the school and to check that it actually, they may actually have not known about the school and how good it was. We have lots of really great primary schools, and actually parents should go and see any primary school they're offered, and actually before they put their choice in, they should actually go and look at any school they might consider, because they might be surprised.
Richard, would you be prepared to go and do that? Stuart, beg your pardon.
Well, no, I mean, considering all three schools were the closest schools to us that we chose, I think 50 minutes in this economy with the price of petrol as well, it's just absurd to ask that question of us.
So you're going to start appealing before you even go and look at this school?
Oh, we'll look at the school, because it might end up being the only choice we have, but definitely we'll start the appeal process.
All right, my thanks to everyone for taking part in that discussion, and I'm really sorry if it made for a difficult listen because of the echo on the line. You heard from there Stuart Williams, who didn't get any of his first three choices for his child. Rebecca Payne, who did get her first choice, but was so put on edge by the whole system that she thinks it needs reforming. And Councillor Tim Hall, who's responsible for schools admissions at Surrey County Council. 14 minutes to 8.